Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, here we are on a Football Friday. I am still just in awe at what we saw last night in the NFL. We'll talk to Matt Horner in about 12 minutes here. Look ahead to the football we've got coming up, obviously, this weekend. And if you know when I'm on the show, it's going to be some NBA, too. We've got a couple of NBA props I want to get to as well. But I got to be honest with you. This is going to get very, maybe, nostalgic. Nostalgic's maybe not the right word. Maybe poetic is the right word. Watching a football game in the snow, is there really anything better? Especially when it's actually a good game, too. The fact that the Steelers and Browns gave us what we got last night, there's a limit to what we can take away from it moving forward, just given the fact that snow games give you a lot of chaos and outlier moments that don't really necessarily tie into what that team may do on a regular basis. Turnovers, fumbles, guys slipping, dropping footballs, whatever the case is. But man, just like, listen, we all love to bet on sports, right? But if you're betting on sports and you're not a fan of sports, I don't know what you're doing. Just take it in from a fan's perspective last night. Man, that was just, it was beautiful, wasn't it? And can I say this too? Jameis Winston, give him a TV show, give him a podcast, give him a reality show, give him whatever the hell he wants. He is an absolute national treasure. I find myself rooting for Jameis Winston more than almost any other player in the NFL. And now at this point, probably the Browns too. But it's not just from like, hey, he's fun and he's great in press conferences. It's actually a really great story when you think about it. Jameis Winston went 18 to 27 last night, right? 219 yards, had that rushing touchdown. Obviously some sloppy moments, but it was literally a blizzard they were playing in by the end. Like, you couldn't see a thing. Also, I want to give Amazon credit. The like fake field lines they put out there, good job. Good job. Again, these tech companies, they're innovating sports broadcasting. Get ready. There's going to be a lot more of this kind of stuff moving forward. It's all changing. But like, the Browns can keep themselves in games the rest of the way. We went into that game last night, right? And it was, well, the Steelers are 8-2. Oh, and they're just playing so well. Great football right now. Browns, ha, they got nothing to play for. You're right. The Browns have nothing to play for. But now they've got a renewed energy, and they've got a quarterback under center that everybody loves there. Everywhere he goes, everybody buys into the energy that Jameis Winston brings. There's no stats. There's no trends. There's no numbers to quantify that. You know what it is? It's body language and it's human nature. Sometimes in betting and in sports, and like, you've got to factor that in, that these are actual people with real emotions. And Jameis Winston has brought out a whole new energy and a, hey, we've got nothing to lose mentality. Let's throw the damn football and let's see what we can do here. Everybody is bought into that. And that's the reason why the Browns won that game last night. Now, they almost blew it, right? They almost blew that game. I think we all can agree that that was, you could feel the momentum shifting Pittsburgh's way. But again, it's mistakes. It's sloppy. It was snowing in that second half and it's windy, which, thank God they were still kicking, because I needed over 1.5 field goals and over 6.5 kicker points for Chris Boswell. I mean, the guy went into the game 17 of 17 in the last four games he's kicked in. And of course, he misses a 58-yarder. I'm going, oh no. I don't bet a lot of kicker props, but when I do, I'm invested in them. especially because I gave that thing out and was like, I'm going to look like a real jackass if I don't actually win this bet. So hopefully you tailed me on that, because, yeah, that came through. But, like, when you have a mindset as a team of we've got nothing to lose, the season's lost, but let's just enjoy it the rest of the way. Because there are some teams late in the season right now, right? We're getting to that point as we're in week 12 of the NFL season. Certain teams are in vacation mode, right? You've been there. You're sitting there, and it's like, man, I got 5 hours till vacation. I got 2 days till vacation. I don't have a watch on. I'm just, you know, pretending. My watch is not with me right now. But, right, everybody gets in that mindset. Or you just look around and go, nobody else cares. Why should I care? Let's just ride this season out. Let's just ride the rest of this out. Hey, like, that mindset can creep into teams. But then there's the other side of things. There's the, we've got nothing to lose. We don't have any pressure to make the playoffs if you're the Browns. But then you got this fun energy, like, we're just going to enjoy football the rest of the way. And that makes the Browns a dangerous team the rest of the season. Now, look, the look ahead for next week against the Broncos, they're +7 at Denver. I really like Denver right now. We'll see, obviously, what happens this weekend with Denver. But Bo Nix is playing really, really well. And that Denver defense is as good as any defense in the NFL. Lead the NFL in sacks. I mean, they will get after Jameis Winston. So I don't know if I'd necessarily, maybe would like that number to stretch a little bit. If Denver plays well this weekend, maybe you get it to like a 7.5 at least. Just add that hook in there. Maybe you're a little bit more comfortable taking a Browns +7.5. But the Cleveland Browns can play spoiler the rest of the way this entire season. Because after that game against Denver, they're at Pitt. They got Kansas City, they're at Cincinnati, and then they've got Baltimore the rest of the way. Miami's also in that mix. There's some teams they could beat. They could beat Miami. Last game of the season, they could beat Baltimore. I mean, Cincinnati may have nothing to play for. So the Cleveland Browns have now become a team that you look at and say, they're worth betting. Jameis Winston over on passing yards, he's a gunslinger. We know they're going to throw the football. He's got a lot of chemistry with Jerry Jeudy right now. I think those are some of the props you might want to look at with this team moving forward. Where on the other side of things, I'm not going to take away a ton from Pittsburgh. 8-2, going into a snowy, just really sloppy game. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Pittsburgh's about to fall off. You go in and lose to a 2-8 Cleveland team. This is not a 2-8 Cleveland team. I'm just telling you now, they are better than what their record tells you. I don't care what Bill Parcells says. They are better than what their record is. But let me just say this. I told you so about Russell Wilson. I said time and time again, not on this show, on my previous show. I was up till 11 o'clock at night doing the show, and sometimes delirious late at night. But I wasn't delirious when I said Russell Wilson is in a great spot in Pittsburgh, and he's somebody that can have sort of a resurgence in this system, in this culture, with Mike Tomlin as his head coach. Who we know, Mike Tomlin, what does he do? Mike Tomlin elevates everybody on his roster and gets the best out of them. Russell Wilson, 21 of 28 last night, 270 yards and a touchdown. This is the best quarterback play that the Pittsburgh Steelers have had since the, I guess we'd call it the, like, pre-Ben Roethlisberger fall off. So, like, once Ben Roethlisberger was replaced by the ghost of the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger, like, this is the best quarterback play we've had since peak Ben Roethlisberger. And I know it's not saying a lot, because this is not prime Russell Wilson by any stretch. He struggled against some pressure last night. Myles Garrett made his life hell. But again, a lot of chaos going on. He was unbeaten as a starter for the Steelers until last night, and there were a lot of other factors that went into that. But we know he's got chemistry with George Pickens. That one miscommunication in the end zone was a problem. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are in a really good spot, and they're starting to throw Justin Fields in the mix a little bit too and get a little creative. And it usually becomes, okay, they're probably going to run the football, but you know Justin Fields is still a threat. It's almost like a semi-wildcat that they're doing, where you know there's an equal maybe amount of chance that Justin Fields is going to run versus throwing the football when they put him out there on the field. But you have that extra option. Pittsburgh has one of the toughest schedules, not as tough as Chicago, but one of the toughest schedules the rest of the way. We talked about that coming into the season. They can still win a lot of games. And Russell Wilson is a big, big part of it. He's not washed. He's not done. He was just in a chaotic situation where he clearly was not getting along with Sean Payton. That relationship soured pretty much right away. His situation was bad already because he poisoned the water with how everything started off in Denver under Nathaniel Hackett. All of it, just bad. Fresh start, and we're seeing that now in Pittsburgh. So they have a real chance to not just make some noise the rest of the regular season, but in the playoffs too, if you can get this peak Russell Wilson. Two things Pittsburgh has to fix, though. They've got to get better in the red zone. Russell Wilson, not good compared to where Justin Fields is when you're talking about red zone play. And then two, Russell Wilson's got to be better against pressure, especially after what happened last night, because teams are going to come after him. They got Cincinnati next week. Steelers right now plus 5.5 at Cincinnati. I actually like already that look ahead number. I like Pittsburgh plus 5.5 in that game because they're going to be riding. They're going to be pissed off after what happened last game. And I understand Cincinnati's desperate, but Cincinnati's kind of past the point now where we're looking at the playoffs. They're 10th right now. They're behind Miami, Indy, and Denver. They're not out of the playoff picture, but at 4-7, it's pretty bad right now. It's looking real, real bad for Cincinnati. And Pittsburgh's got still that mindset of we can make noise in the regular season and the playoffs, while Cincinnati's looking around going, what happens this offseason? And again, I'll say this. If I'm Joe Burrow, get the hell out of Pittsburgh, or get the hell out of Cincinnati. If I'm Joe Burrow, get the hell out of Cincinnati. They're wasting the prime of Joe Burrow there. You may not have T. Higgins probably next year. Jamar Chase still needs to be re-signed. There's a lot going on in Cincinnati right now. I think Pittsburgh next week takes advantage of that plus 5.5. That number's probably going to shorten too. We'll see what happens with Cincinnati this weekend, but I think Pittsburgh's in a spot to really bounce back there. And this is a time of year, too, where teams are in that desperation mode, where the desperation is kind of make or break, right? Some of it's we're desperate, but, you know, probably on the outside looking in. There's other teams right now where if you're looking around the NFL, this could be a make or break weekend for them or next couple of weeks. The Bears are certainly one of them. They're plus 3.5 against the Vikings, and they got the hardest schedule. Like, you think Pittsburgh's schedule's tough? Take a look at what the Bears have. It's all division games the rest of the way, too. I mean, they had 19. Think about this. So we know Chicago, obviously, made the change. Shane Waldron gone. Different offensive coordinator. They looked better against Green Bay last week, right? Missed field or blocked field goal problem. Okay, like that. It is what it is. The 19 points that the Chicago Bears scored last week. I had to read this three times. I didn't realize. You know it's bad. You know something is bad, but you don't, like, know it's bad until you really see it in front of you. The 19 points for the Chicago Bears last week. As I see Matt Horner popping on, you're smiling. We'll get to him in a couple minutes. He's laughing with his Bears hat on. The 19 points were the most points scored by the Bears since week six. Since week six! That's unbelievable! Like, I know it's been bad in Chicago, but I had no idea that it was that bad. And as someone that's a Commanders fan, I can tell you, I know bad. And I know what it's like to deal with a bad organization. But they've been averaging 11.5 points a game during that stretch, by far the worst in the NFL over that stretch. Matt Eberflus is 2-11 straight up against the NFC North. Minnesota, here's the crazy part too. Minnesota's unbeaten in games that Sam Darnold has multiple turnovers. They're 4-0. 4-0. Sam Darnold can turn the ball over multiple times. Minnesota still finds a way to win. I don't trust the Bears this weekend against the Vikings. I think they can look better offensively, but you got Brian Flores, and he's smart. And what does he do? Brian Flores is going to blitz the hell out of Caleb Williams and make his life absolutely miserable as much as he can. I still can't get over the 19 points there. One prop I do like in that game, though, Roma Dunze over 41.5 receiving yards. He's had at least 41 in three of his last four, so he came in slightly under that number with the 41, covered the number that was there before. You know how this whole thing works. Number's gone up. Big thing here, though, averaging over 7 targets a game over that four-game span. And the Vikings defense actually allows the third most fantasy points to wide receivers. You know I love to jump in on props, look at fantasy matchups as well. They can correlate a lot of times. I think Roma Dunze is in for a really good spot, finding that chemistry and really starting to get a little bit of a rhythm there if you're kind of looking at just where Chicago is offensively. Again, 19 points. Congratulations for that. The other teams that are really desperate this weekend, 49ers plus 3 at the Packers. Rams plus 3 at the Eagles. Dolphins are 7.5 point favorites against the Patriots. Seahawks are certainly thinking about playoffs, kind of on the outside looking in. They're in that tough spot. They're a 1-point dog against the Cardinals. I really like, out of all of them, the 49ers this weekend at plus 3. I mean, San Francisco right now, it's really going to depend on what Nick Bosa's health is. He's dealing with that hip issue and the oblique, and he doesn't have to be 100%. But you're going to need him out there on the field. Bare minimum is a distraction. Sometimes that's all it takes. It's just the fear, the potential of hearing Nick Bosa's footsteps in the background, even if they're not the fastest that they've ever been. So right now, if you look at this, this is something that will just give you sort of an idea of how good and how important Nick Bosa is to this defense for the 49ers. With Nick Bosa on the field, the 49ers have a 33% pressure rate and an 8% sack rate. Good numbers. Without Bosa on the field, that number drops from 33 to an 18% pressure rate and a 2% sack rate. So they're not getting after the quarterback, and they're not actually, you know, touching the quarterback and sacking him. It really is. Nick Bosa is as important to the 49ers defense as TJ Watt is to the Steelers defense. We talk so much about TJ Watt and how much that defense changes when he's not on the field. It's the same thing for the 49ers right now. But what I do like about San Francisco, having Christian McCaffrey back, he's been with the offense a little bit now. You're working him back. I think they're in a really, really good spot here, especially with the fact that the 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL against the deep ball, second lowest completion percentage in the entire NFL opponents against the 49ers deep ball. What happened last week? Green Bay, 6 of 6. Passes 15 or more yards down the field against the Bears. San Francisco is not going to give Green Bay that opportunity. I think those are the advantages between Christian McCaffrey and stopping the deep ball. That's really why I like the 49ers plus 3. All right, BetQL's Matt Horner jumps on with me now. You were smiling. You're giggling. You got your Bears hat on. 19 points. 19 points, the most since week 6. Do you feel a little bit better about this Bears offense now heading into this weekend from what you saw at least against Green Bay last week, though?
I mean, quite honestly, anytime you ask me about the Bears, it's almost always going to start with a laugh because this organization has been such a joke for so many years that you almost have to laugh every time you even hear their name. I kind of feel better. I mean, Shane Waldron, it was just going nowhere, right? They were just stuck in the mud. It was garbage. That's all you were seeing was garbage. Thomas Brown, at least he's different. He seemed to know somewhat what he was doing against the Packers. I mean, I think we can all admit the Bears probably should have won that game, and they would have 9 out of 10 times. He would have made that field goal at the end. And the offense looked competent. They wanted to get the ball in the hands of DJ Moore and a lot of their playmakers, get the ball out quickly. The offensive line looked better. Our offensive tackles were back last week, and I have a bit more confidence in them with Brown coaching. Of course, it was one game, and as we know with the Bears, inconsistency is a huge problem with them on a game-to-game basis, but I kind of think the Bears could be live this weekend against Minnesota.
It really comes down to obviously protecting Caleb Williams, I think, as we know, right? Like if you keep them from just beating the hell out of him, you've got an opportunity there. I'm not one of those people that's panicking about Caleb Williams at all. I don't know how much, like, is the panic high, medium, low in Chicago, right? Like what's sort of the vibe on Caleb Williams and what's gone on this year?
I mean, I don't think anybody's panicking per se. I mean, yeah, we would have loved to see better results, honestly, but at the same time, I don't think anybody's going nuts over it. One thing I have liked is the fact that despite getting sacked a million times, despite the fact that the offense has been a jumbled mess, he hasn't turned the ball over, which is one thing I really like about the early results from him. He has 5 interceptions this season. He hasn't turned the ball over in like 4 or 5 straight games or something like that. He has not thrown a pick. And honestly, even with the offense as bad as it was, not turning the ball over like that, that is good in itself, in my opinion. If you can just get an offense that's synced up, that works, that gets the ball out quickly, that plays to his strength, gets in the hands of the playmakers, like we saw last week against Green Bay, and he can avoid the turnovers like he has been, that shows promise to me, just avoiding the turnovers, which is what Bears quarterbacks have failed to do for so many years. And, you know, we all have to remember as well, he's a rookie. You're putting all these expectations on these guys like Caleb Williams because of how good Jaden Daniels has been or how good Bo Nix has been or whatever, you know, stuff like that. You're going to have ups and downs as a rookie. It's your first year starting, and you can't buy too much into it.
When we look at the game last night, one of my big takeaways, besides the fact that it was just beautiful watching a snow game, our first snow game of the year, there's just something about it, Matt, that I absolutely love. But Jameis Winston has added a new life to this Browns team. And I know, you know, so often there's like trends and numbers and stats and all these things we look at when you're betting games. But sometimes there's just the human element. And you can see an energy and a belief that this team has. Through you go down the final stretch of the season, I feel like Cleveland's at least a team that you could look at for a couple of things. I think Jerry Jeudy props are certainly live the rest of the season. There's a lot of chemistry there with Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston passing yards and maybe even attempts are the way to go just because he's a gunslinger and they're going to let him throw the football. But I also feel like the Browns can play spoiler at some point down the rest of the way this season. Did they feel a little different to you? I know things were weird with the snow and, you know, you have a little bit of chaos that's there. But there's something different about this Browns team where they've got nothing to lose. They know they have nothing to lose, which can make for a team that's having just fun, which I know sounds really basic. But it feels like there's something there, I think, that could carry over the rest of the season in Cleveland.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Cleveland's a team that actually does have a decent amount of talent on the team. Like, it's never really been a question of the talent, and it hasn't been a question with the coaching either. I mean, I like Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a really good head coach. It's just the quarterback position has been so disastrous for the Cleveland Browns, just like it has for my Bears, that it doesn't really matter. It's just been sinking them for so long. And Deshaun Watson, we knew, I mean, oh my God, he was horrendous for them. And it's a plus, obviously, that he's out of that lineup. Jameis Winston, he has an infectious personality. You could say a lot of great things about the guy. He's funny. He makes awesome TikTok videos and stuff like that. Is he the greatest quarterback ever? No. Is he going to lose you games as well? Absolutely. He turns the ball over a lot, but he's also not afraid to sling it. He's going to put up points as well. He's going to put up yards. That's just what the guy does. And he gives you a lot better chance to win games than Deshaun Watson did. The defense, I think the defense of the Browns is really solid, especially when they're playing at home. I mean, Myles Garrett, he's just on another level. The guy is insane. He was Defensive Player of the Year last year, obviously, for a reason, and he's extremely good. Denzel Ward playing well in the secondary. The Browns have a talented team. It's just about consistency at the quarterback position. I'm not 100% sure I trust Jameis Winston there. After a big win like this against Pittsburgh, I probably will be wanting to fade him in the next game, depending on who they play. I didn't even look at the schedule who they're playing, but
they're plus seven at Denver next week. They're plus seven at Denver next week. So I probably would not be betting against Denver with that defense and the way Bo Nix has been playing.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be tough. Although one of my best bets for this weekend, spoiler alert, is the Raiders against the Broncos. Broncos having way too much success lately, and nobody wants to bet on the Las Vegas Raiders at 6 points. 95% of the cash, everyone, 95% is on the Broncos to cover this spread. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to.
That is such a PJ Glasser bet. Nothing is more PJ than that right there. The PJ fade the public all the way through.
Yeah, we're like linked up. Like every time I come on the show and I'm talking to PJ, me and him are so synced up with our best bets. We play the NFL the same way.
It's so funny. And like, you know, we do our show every Sunday, Inside the Betting Lines, and he is the king of having at least three underdogs that he loves to bet, and then he'll live bet them when they're down just to double down on it. Even if he doesn't truly believe it, he'll do it because he's stubborn. And it's one of my favorite. There are times I've had to talk him back. I'm like, PJ, no more. PJ, stop. You have to help him sometime. 49ers are plus three at the Packers this weekend. I think San Francisco is in a pretty good spot right now, just given that Christian McCaffrey's back. You popped on when I was talking a little bit about, you know, how important Nick Bosa obviously is to that defense. Listen, Green Bay is good. Green Bay is a Super Bowl contender. I don't think they're going to win it this year, but we obviously see the trajectory that's there. But we also know that Jordan Love is prone to mistakes. They love that deep ball, but if the deep ball's not working, or he's throwing, like, Jordan Love can be a guy that can get you four touchdowns, but also three picks on top of that. I think San Francisco taking away the deep ball and getting Christian McCaffrey now more involved, like we saw obviously last year, really gives them an opportunity here. The 49ers plus three is actually one of my favorite bets this weekend.
Yeah, I am with you there. I think San Francisco definitely is live to win this game. I think they probably will win this game. Green Bay at home is always going to be a team that everybody wants to back. I don't know. I don't feel it with Green Bay. Like, they just played the Bears, and the Bears outplayed them. Okay. I mean, we outplayed the Packers last weekend. Everybody, I think, can see that, but they still managed to win because they were hitting these balls down the field that were unlikely for them to hit. But they kept doing it, and little bit of luck was played into that. Jordan Love is a guy that I think is going to drive Packers fans kind of crazy. He reminds me a lot. He's not Brett Favre, obviously, but he reminds me a lot of him because he's so reckless with the ball, and he's going to make mistakes. Like you said, he's going to make these just dumb turnovers. He's going to have the ball sail on him like he did in the red zone against the Bears. The ball sailed on him. It was picked off. And he makes those kind of mistakes, but he also can give you huge plays down the field. But as you said, San Francisco does do a good job of limiting that deep ball down the field. And right now, once again, I love to look into the books and see where the things are going. 40% of the cash is on San Francisco with a 60% margin headed towards the Packers to cover that spread at a small spread of three. So when you're looking at that, all the things we've been talking about, and plus people generally are down on San Francisco right now, I like the 49ers. I think they might win this game outright.
San Francisco's in a spot where a couple weeks ago when the Rams were playing on Thursday Night Football and they'd finally gotten a healthy offense again. I just live bet them like three times. They were down at that point, 7-0. I said, people have forgotten how good the Rams are when they're healthy. I think we're going to get to that point a little bit, as much as San Francisco can at this point in the season now. All right, real quick, your any other best bets you've got this weekend and the five-star play for today too?
Yeah, so I'll do the five-star play. The model loves – we're going to the NBA for the model. We're taking -4.5. We're taking -4.5 with the 76ers, a 2-12 NBA team that is laying 4.5 points against another NBA team, the Brooklyn Nets, tonight. The model thinks they should be much larger favorites at 9 points. So obviously, if you're going to get 4.5 points, the model is going to make that a five-star play because of how much value you're getting there. So it's going with the 76ers tonight, laying 4.5 against the Nets. As for my best bets, I'll give a few more here for the NFL. So I already gave you the Raiders with 95% of that money going towards the Broncos. Little scary there. Another terrible team I'm going to be backing, the New York Giants, +6 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Absolutely nobody wants to back the Giants. They just cut Daniel Jones, and they have Tommy DeVito starting for them. Nobody wants to back them. I'm going to back them. 89% of the cash, wonderfully, is on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys, +11 against the Washington Commanders. I'm sorry, I haven't really particularly loved what I've seen from the Commanders lately. That I don't know if Jaden Daniels, I know he's maybe working through an injury or whatever. The offense hasn't looked as prolific as it did. The defense still, in my opinion, is a question mark, no matter how good they play on a week-to-week basis. The Cowboys are a dumpster fire. They're terrible in every which way. They keep trotting out Cooper Rush for some reason instead of starting Trey Lance. Makes absolutely no sense to me. But 11 points here with the Cowboys, it's disgusting. I'm going to hold my nose. 85% of the money is on the Commanders to cover that large spread. I can't do it. So give me Dallas +11.
Everything you have said about that game makes sense. It makes me nervous with the way my team has looked the last couple of weeks. Jaden Daniels, I don't care what Dan Quinn says. He's hurt. His ribs are not 100%. And those division games get really, really weird in the NFC East. So I'm with you. It's a big, big number. But Washington has become one of the most publicly bet teams this entire season. So it is what it is. It's a weird yeah. And it's like there's a big difference still between the two. Like, listen, I'm proud of my team this year, but the standards are pretty low. Matt Horner, BetQL, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Sure. Thanks, Nick.
And of course, he brings up the NBA. Cannot go anywhere in November without at least a couple of NBA props. So if I'm looking to just to tonight, this is a very, very public play, and I understand it. But you got to go all in on Giannis against the Pacers tonight. You have to. I'm taking over 45.5 points and rebounds with him. I also even bet an alternate 50 plus points and rebounds +175. You could go up to 55. If you go back and look at the last two seasons that Giannis has had against the Pacers, this has become a rivalry. They don't like each other. These two teams, there have been problems. Remember that with the 59 point game, 60 point game, whatever it was, it was a 60 point game, 61. I don't know. Giannis has put up ridiculous numbers against him. It was 61. And the Pacers try to take the ball and he tried to leave with the ball. They're fighting over the ball from that game. And it's like, it's just weird where this has gone. But Giannis is coming off 41 points against the Bulls. The Bucks are starting to climb out of a hole, but you can tell there's a little bit of renewed confidence in this team given the way that they started off the year. And Giannis is averaging 42 points a game against the Pacers alone. Just 40. We're not even talking about rebounds. We're talking about points. Giannis is putting up 42 a game over those last two seasons. Now, I get it. Some of it's skewed because of a 60-point game is going to do that for you. But Giannis is on a tear. He's carrying the Bucks right now. And they've got a hole to dig out of, even though it's early in the season. It's not like the NFL. This would be like being 0-2 in the NFL. You still have a little bit of time, but it's not a great spot to be in. This game against the Pacers could be insanely heated, and Alperen Şengün just crushed the Pacers. They can't defend the paint at all. It's a really good spot for Giannis to just absolutely tear this thing up. One more NBA prop that I really like too tonight. I'm going over on Zach LaVine points again. Over 22.5. It's at -111. Obviously, try to find the best number that you can get there. But like the Hawks and Bulls, this is the top two teams in the NBA in pace, and they're both bottom 10 teams in defensive efficiency. Well, what's that tell you? They're going to run up and down the court. They're going to get a lot of shots off. There's going to be a lot of points. Highest total on the board tonight in the NBA. and Zach LaVine has scored 25 and 27 points in his last two games. So give me the over on Zach LaVine points. Give me the over points and rebounds and Giannis. I think those guys are both in line for having really, really big games tonight in the NBA. And it's funny, too, if you look at the Warriors, who've got the Pelicans tonight, they're 10.5-point favorites. I don't usually like to lay a big number, but the Warriors right now, minus 10.5, I'll lay the 10.5 with them. Pelicans have nobody, absolutely nobody. And Golden State, and the Warriors are now kind of, they're not looking like the old, like, prime Warriors, 73-win Warriors, but they got the best record in the Western Conference right now. I mean, they've got the advantage in coaching. They got the advantage of depth and health and talent, like all of those things right now. So you shouldn't be scared to lay a 10.5 against the Pelicans team that's kind of just like a G League team. That's all they've got left out there at this point. So I have no problems looking at that. And on top of it, too, there's a very good chance that the Warriors, who are unbeaten now in NBA Cup play, remember, these are NBA Cup games tonight, so they matter more. Teams do take these games more seriously. Point differential matters, too. I could see the Warriors running up the score in this game. I took the over on their team total, 117.5. Take the over on that against the depleted Pelicans team. I like a minus 10.5. It's a really good spot because then it just helps them separate and it helps with those NBA Cup standings there. So they can lock that thing up and be good to go. All right, going to go around the NFL real quick here for the last minute. One of my favorite props this weekend, Tyrone Tracy, over 61.5 rushing yards. Tommy DeVito, like we talked about, is going to be playing, going to be out there. You're going to want to run the football as much as you can. He's been getting targets out of the backfield. He's been getting a lot of carries. It's a really, really good spot for him. So give me the over on Tyrone Tracy rushing yards in that. Tommy DeVito throws the ball to the backfield at about a 20% rate, gets running backs involved more as a wide receiver. So I think that's a really good spot for him. The dog, I mentioned it. I'm going 49ers plus 3 against the Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.